This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Not sure anyone from overseas comes to see America's passenger train system for inspiration, but it turns out our freight rail system is the envy of the world, attracting delegations here to see how it ticks. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Europeans have noticed the success of freight rail in the U.S. So have Russians, Brazilians, and Australians. They've all sent representatives here.
There have been dozens of delegations just over the last couple of years.
Patricia Riley is a senior vice president at the Association of American Railroads, a trade group for freight rail companies. Riley has met with some of the international visitors. They want to know everything, down to what stone is used for rail beds. Some come with interpreters. But Riley says they speak a common tongue.
They might not speak our language, but they love railroads. They love the sound of a whistle.
Garrick Francis grins ear to ear at the sound of this whistle. He's a lobbyist with the freight rail company CSX Transportation. He's standing with me on a plaza in downtown Washington overlooking a train tunnel. He's met with the international delegations, too. He says they're curious about a huge difference between the U.S. and the rest of the world. The American freight rail system is run entirely by private companies. Francis says he gets lots of questions about investment.
So how do we have private investors? Well, how is this a business that attracts, you know, investment from, you know, major funds or major shareholders on Wall Street and other places?
But Francis gets harder questions, too, about rail congestion in places like Chicago. Freight trains have to share track with passenger trains, adding to the congestion. And even though freight rail's safety record has improved dramatically, accidents still happen. Pasi Lautala heads the rail transportation program at Michigan Technological University.
Some of these late accidents with the crude oil trains have been drastic reminders that there's still a long way to go.
Lautala says in some ways, freight rail in the U.S. is a victim of its own success, making money and growing enough to attract admirers from around the world, but still facing expensive challenges. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.